This is Sci-Fi for Me.
We're talking with Derek Guiley and Dave Schneiderman, the creators of the new show Level Up, which premieres on Cartoon Network. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Now, when you guys did the 2-hour movie, was there a plan already in place for this to be a series, or is this something that got picked up on the back end and there was a plan in place or no?
There was definitely a plan in place. I mean, right from the beginning, you know, we had the movie idea, but when we first sat down with Cartoon Network, we also brought with us a list of about 20 episodes we thought would run great right after it. And so, you know, it was really part of the goal was to get everything, was to be able to encapsulate everything, the movie, the game, and the show. That said, it wasn't until the network got to see the finished product that they sort of realized the real potential and got really excited about it and said, why don't you guys go away and write an episode for us so we can get a chance to see what that would look like in the half-hour format. So we did that. They got excited about it, and we went from there. It was really exciting.
So this new series is going to be a half hour and not an hour?
Correct. Yeah, it's a single camera. There's probably more comedy in it than we thought. You know, there's comedy in the film, obviously, but this one definitely comedy is front and center.
Now I noticed that there have been a couple of cast changes from the movie. Is there a story behind that, or is that just a scheduling and availability issue? Or
yeah, I mean, I think for one of our players, it was a scheduling and availability. Our Max Ross from the movie got onto a different TV show in the interim, and so we went around and we hunted and we found Lonnie, who's a genius Max Ross. I mean, they're both great, but Lonnie Ross, who plays Max Ross, is hysterically funny. And then some other people, it was really just due to location. You know, we filmed the movie in Atlanta. We filmed the series up in Canada. So, you know, a few parents had to be switched out. And, you know, both, there's two sides to that coin. One is you're sad to see some of your players who were great in the movie have to give up their characters. But then you find these other incredibly talented people as well, and you just take it from there.
Now, you mentioned shooting the movie in Atlanta and then moving. I'm assuming you're going to be up in Vancouver. The Atlanta film scene has been really aggressive lately in trying to get productions there. What determined moving the production to Canada for the series as opposed to staying in Atlanta?
You know, I think in part, Vancouver and Atlanta both have tax subsidies, I believe. And I know we used the Atlanta one for the film and obviously for the series. They also, Cartoon Network did a show called Tower Prep up in Vancouver, and sad for Tower Prep didn't get picked up, but they still had the sound stages and a lot of the crew around, and there's an opportunity. The timing just worked out in such a way that we were able to go up to Vancouver, absorb a good share of the people who worked on that show, and take it from there.
Now, are we going to see the same villain as was in the pilot, or are we going to see I imagine we'll see a number of different characters pop up out of the video games? Are they all going to be related to the same video game environment, or are they coming from different games as the show progresses?
So mostly we come out of the same game. You know, there are some other surprise things that might happen with the internet at large. And as far as our main villain, well, you'll have to stay tuned, but we love him, so I think we might get a chance before the season is up that he may make an appearance. He's certainly present throughout the show. And when we did the movie, we wanted to lay the groundwork to not just limit it, as Dave said, to the video game. We wanted it to open up to anything internet based. So we feel like we just scratched the surface of that, but we certainly play with that a few times on in the show. Right. That being said, I'll also add that if you play the game online at Cartoon Network, you can find some of our monsters and villains in that game, and there will be an expansion pack with further monsters from the show.
Now, I was just about to ask, the internet game, are we going to see any other games on Cartoon Network, or is it just going to be the one and you're just going to expand on it?
No, I mean, right now, I think, you know, we definitely, they actually just released a new character class for the game online, which is awesome, the Barbarian, which is great because tomorrow night's episode is, that's what leaks, is a Barbarian, which is a lot of fun. And then they also talked about expanding the game, and, you know, we've had discussions with the gang at Turner about maybe some other sort of mini games and whatnot to add to the stuff online. So we'll see what happens with that.
Now, are there any plans to make, you know, a lot of shows nowadays are produced with the idea toward a transmedia type of environment where you have not only your main show on the network, but also you have a web component, and besides the video game, webisodes, maybe a graphic novel, a comic book, something like that. Are you doing other tie-in media with this? Is that part of the plan, or are we moving slow and just going to see what happens with the series?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it really depends on, you know, people showing up for the show, which we're, you know, dying for them to do. We're hoping that they will, and really that will drive everything. I mean, we're up for everything. We and Cartoon Network. You know, we talk about all kinds of different ideas and things we'd love to do, and that will really just come with the hopeful success of the show.
Now, are you guys, besides writing, are you actually tasked with show running duties as well, or you're going to sit back and see what happens? What do you get to do with the show?
We do have a great showrunner, a guy named Peter Murrieta, who's coming off of Wizards of Waverly Place, and he's a fantastic presence and a great showrunner for us. But, you know, we're all in the trenches together on this, and we are working our tails off to make the best possible show. And so as much as it would be nice to sit back, relax, and watch it unfold, you know, we love being in there and helping to drive the vision and make the show everything we think it can be. Yeah, we're fortunate enough to not just be, you know, writing on a bunch of the episodes, but we all sort of, you know, we have a writing staff now, and everyone contributes on every script, which has been such a fantastic treat. But we're also executive producers on it, so we have a hand in every aspect as well, which has been a blast.
Now, are we going to see any genre-related directors come on board, you know, people like Jonathan Frakes or LeVar Burton or any of those guys coming in, or are we going to see any stunt casting? Is Will Wheaton or Felicia Day, for instance, going to show up at some point?
Well, I'm you know, no offense to my wife, hot for Felicia Day. I think she's phenomenal and adorable. And that really also is a success-related question. You know, I mean, it depends on how far we go. And as far as our directors, you know, if you look down the line, I won't say who it is, but we do have somebody who comes from an interesting background, who's one of our directors. Actually, a few different interesting directors. But I don't want to single anyone out at this point because we have so many great people. And then, again, you know, a lot of those things, a lot of those wish fulfillment for us as, you know, as fanboys, you know, of certain things, those things are really kind of, in success, we can go a lot further, broader, and try to pick out some of our specialty people.
Yeah, I love those ideas, and as Dave said, it's like when you're doing your first season, it's a lot more difficult than, you know, to get people to do cool favors like that, but in success, as Dave said, hopefully we can reach out to some of those that dream list, as you will.
Now, you mentioned having a writing staff on board. One of the things that the Star Trek series did that most shows have not done, they had an open submission policy. What are your thoughts on opening up the story possibilities for people who don't have agents. They're just trying to break in. This would be a good place to maybe flex their muscles a little bit with a half-hour show as opposed to an hour? Or is it just too specific enough you're going to keep everything internal?
No, that's a really interesting idea, and I have to say from my own standpoint, I would love nothing more than to be hanging out on the internet one day and see some fan fiction out there. I mean, what a rush that would be, and I would love that. That sort of concept of open submission would be more of a network thing than an us thing, but that would be pretty trippy and cool.
Yeah, and we have, as guys who sort of worked through the system and had all kinds of jobs in the film and television business before we were able to get paid to write, we know how tough it is, and we totally appreciate the struggle. And hearing about Star Trek having an open submission and just knowing that landscape was so sort of deep, and they had so many different shows. I mean, at this point, I think we're so small that it wouldn't even, probably come into our purview. But I think, if we were lucky enough to go for 30 years or 40 years or however long it is, you never know what could happen.
So open submission's more of a network thing, but you're officially saying fan fiction, go for it.
Oh, we'd love to see that, man. All right. To see that. Anytime if you have a hand in something that people are passionate about, and passionate about to the point of like going online and playing the game, or Dave and I both have kids and watching our kids run around the house because they've seen all the episodes and all the different cuts, having them play as the characters from the show, I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than that. It's such a great feeling. So I would love to see that one day.
Is there a 5-year plan on this, or do you just the show's going to go as long as it goes if it gets picked up for a second season, or do you have an exit strategy?
There's no exit strategy except success. So I think that we, look, if people turn out for the show and we'll turn out for year after year, we will make as much and as high quality episodes of Level Up as they'll let us.
All right, well, good luck with the first season. It premieres this week on Cartoon Network. Derek Guiley, David Schneiderman, thanks very much for taking your time today and talking with us. We're going to continue to follow the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jason. We really appreciate it.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com.